From the Arts Pulse blog, from the artspartnership.net. And how you been, dude?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Are you going to type my name into the unclaimed property thing?
Huh? I sure can if you want.
All right, put me on your list. I think I might have some millions out there with my name on it.
You can go to the internet, and I'll type it right now while we're talking. We'll figure it out here.
On the break, I want to see. I think I've heard about this before, but you basically just enter in like your name, and it'll tell you if you've...
Or your town, but it's best to go all the states you've lived in case somebody's been looking for you back. You know, if you used to live in like Montana... Make sure you check your name in Montana or Florida or wherever. Wow. I actually found Bobby V some stuff in Florida. Can you believe that? I forgot about that one. That's one of the people I found. So
cool.
But Scott, not you yet. Doggone it. Sorry about that.
Keep working. Yeah, Keep searching. Yeah. I am wanted in a number of states. So check lots of different states.
Chris joins us once a week here, more or less, and we go through what's happening in the arts world. He's with the Arts Pulse blog, which is part of the artspartnership.net website. And he comes in. We were just talking before we went on the air that as I was doing traffic today, I saw a huge number of trailers down by Island Park. I understand there's a good reason why that might be there.
Yeah, they're putting on the Island Park show. It's put on by the Fargo Park District. The Island Park show, it's Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days. They've got 160-plus vendors. There's a number of... musical acts that are going on. I think they have like one an hour all afternoon. So, you know, there's going to be a good 10 acts, I suppose. And then all sorts of, you know, foods out of a truck. So, you know, they're going to be deep fried and delicious. So, I actually saw some artists chatting about it on Facebook the other day. And they're all excited to get out there and to sell some stuff. And I understand it's probably going to be pretty hot, but, you know, Island Park's nicely shaded, so there will be plenty of shade for everyone.
I love it when it's nice and hot and they're making kettle corn.
Mm-hmm. All those poor,
those poor people, those poor making guys, the kettle corn. Just, oh, man. So we're going to see, it's kind of like a street fair, except it's in Island Park.
It's in the park, yeah. Yeah, I went last year. I caught like the last hour of it last year. And basically a lot like the street fair. I think the they'll bring in vendors, pull in vendors from different states, primarily local, but some regional stuff. And all sorts of arts and crafts and stuff for the house, all sorts of neat little gifts and stuff to check out.
Super.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever live in Grand Forks?
I did, yeah.
Princeton?
I did.
I found him some money.
Get out of here.
You're kidding me. Are you sure I don't owe them money? Come on.
Yeah, I was careful.
If you want to hang around, we'll have Linda Fisher at 8:30. I'll call a little early and she can tell you how to claim your stuff, okay?
Oh my gosh, I'm a little nervous.
You've got some stuff in Grand Forks.
That's
in Bismarck.
Oh my gosh.
Edie, are you listening?
Yeah, that's my money. That's my money, Edie.
So anyway, we'll be talking about that. Yeah. See, it can be done, folks. Just look at the website, and your name could pop up.
I just went
in there, typed in your last name, and there are three Kurzmans and one with two N's, but yours popped up there right on top. And so you get to find out what kind of...
Don't tell anyone else who I work with in the arts that I'm going to get money.
Well,
it's a good thing we're not broadcasting this or anything. Yeah. Wow, yeah, don't keep it to yourself. Shh.
Everybody.
Let's hit our 1 hour delay button. it is assured to be, if it's on this list, it's assured to be over $50.
Oh, wow.
So we'll find out later. And maybe we'll keep you around so you can tell, if you want to tell folks.
We'll ask Linda. She might
not be able to find out till tomorrow, but we'll ask. All right. Let's get going here. All right. James Rosenquist. He's got an exhibit coming up.
Yeah. James Rosenquist is arguably one of the more famous artists to come out of North Dakota. He was part of the pop art movement back in the 60s. Plains Art Museum has a huge mural of his in the atrium, which was half donated by Mr. Rosenquist himself. A very big name in our local regional art history, and he won't be there tonight. But they're having an opening for an exhibition of one of his paintings at the North Dakota Museum of Art, up in Grand Forks this evening. It's probably going on right now. They're displaying one painting, and you think, oh man, one painting. Well, James Rosenquist's art is huge. He paints these billboard-sized murals. So he has a work called Through the Eye of the Needle to the Anvil, which I believe he painted back in the probably about 10, 15 years ago. It's 17 feet high by 46 feet around. It'll take up one of the galleries, the complete East Gallery at the North Dakota Museum of Art.
And by the way, we're not kidding. They have to bring this in pieces, don't they?
Yeah. When the planes got the Rosenquist mural, the North Dakota mural, which is currently hanging, that came in a box probably about the size of a Ford Econoline van, and it was in 12 panels. So those all had to be assembled and then had to be hung.
Wow.
Yeah, quite a thing. So it's if you're in Grand Forks, if you're heading to Grand Forks, this thing will be up for a while. Be sure to pop in there and see it because something that big you don't get a chance to see very often.
And by the way, this is very unique as well. But I've also seen artists not around here recently, but I've also seen artists who have painted miniature. And you will get to like the size of a half of a postage stamp, and they'll have like a full blown draw, painting on it. Yeah. So it's the art world is amazing.
Yeah, it's and scale is such a really interesting thing for artists to work with, because you can sort of take something. And well, in the Rosenquist's case, he takes a lot of like really, in some cases, very strange imagery and imagery that doesn't really belong together. Sort of collage together things like food, hot dogs, cars. The face of John Kennedy, that kind of thing. And then they're blown up to these huge proportions. And what possesses somebody to take hot dogs and blow them up super big, or to take something, like a large concept and make it small. Yeah, mm-hmm. Scale is super cool.
Chris Kurzman is our special guest tonight here on KFGO. Archie McCullough. We're looking at the arts in our area. We'll be back with more in just a moment here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. What it is, not how much, but what you have at the Unclaimed Property Department in Bismarck.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's going to be big money.
Honey, pick out that Jaguar. Chris Kurzman is with us from theartspartnership.net. And we're talking about some of the arts activities from his Arts Pulse blog and many, many other things. Now, we talked about this too once in a while, but a thing that is really underrated and underused in this place of Fargo-Moorhead is the Red Raven on Main Avenue. And you've got a couple of things that are coming up, or one thing at least?
Yeah, I'd like to give the folks of the Red Raven a little shout-out every once in a while. They do a lot of programming there, and they do a lot of really interesting stuff. And lately, they've been pulling in a lot of regional independent folk music. Like they have a band coming in. I think they're from the Twin Cities. I want to say they're from the Twin Cities. Just a little duo that plays flute and banjo called Old Grove. They're coming in on Saturday.
That's old?
Old Grove. Grove. I know. Okay. Yeah, when I saw it, my mind wanted to say Oak Grove, of course. But no, it's Old Grove. And just a little indie folk duo, nothing too big or fancy, but perfect for that space, which, Red Raven's an all ages venue. They've got a nice little stage in the back there, and they've got a lot of great coffee and tea as well. And so that's at Saturday at 7. I believe there's a $5 cover charge for that show. Then also this Friday, they're doing a thing called a Canvas Jam. That's also at 7 on Friday evening. They've got three pairs, I guess, a visual artist, painter, and then a musician. So the musician will play, and then the artist or painter will paint as they play. So they call it a canvas jam, and they'll have six people total. They'll have three groups of two doing that on Friday.
So kind of like dancing around or swaying to the music and painting as they go, or
I've seen that done a couple of different ways. One where it's sort of like dance or motion, or it's the artist will pick up colors or images or something like that and will kind of put those into the canvas while as they go. So you can see it a couple of different ways. I would imagine just getting kind of given the space that, you know, it's not a not too huge of a space. They're probably not going to be swinging stuff around too much. Mm-hmm. I don't think they want to be cleaning that up. But what they'll probably have is, you know, a musician doing a, you know, 15, 20 minute set and a painter who puts together a quick little painting right along with it. So a lot of fun to watch in addition to fun being fun to listen to.
And I've always said that the Red Raven has got the best hot chocolate in town. And, you know, there's nothing more that I like when it's 95 degrees out than hot chocolate.
Than hot chocolate, yeah, right.
But during the winter months, they've got a lot of things going on, too. So yeah, you have to enjoy that as well. Super. All right, that's a Red Raven. I wanted to throw one thing in here before we get to another item that you brought
sure.
up. But Thursday night, I think it's this Thursday night, isn't Clint Black in town?
Yes, at the Fargo Theater.
An acoustic version.
Just Clint on stage?
Well, I mean, that's what they call it, an acoustic a presentation, I guess is what they called it.
Ah.
So I'm not sure if it's a couple of guitars behind him or not, but I still think he's one of the better songwriters as far as country music is concerned. And a real gentleman, and I hope they sell that bugger out. I heard a couple of ads on the air today, but that's going to be over at the Fargo Theater on Thursday night.
Yeah, Clint Black, geez. You know, that's he was pretty big back in like the mid-90s, I think, back when I listened to a lot of pop country music and had some Clint Black CDs, I think.
Yeah. And they still think that he's the long-lost son of Roy Rogers.
Really? I never heard that.
They did do one song together, Roy Rogers and him, something about like Howdy Partner or something like that.
Huh.
And apparently they thought that he looked like Roy Rogers when he was a baby. And they asked his mother, have you ever been down to Houston in the mid-60s, you know, early 60s? And
I'm going to look that up on Snopes.
Oh, he told me that joke a long time ago. I'll find it for you. all right. So we've got a little bit of a photography show coming up, huh?
Yeah. And it's not really much of a show yet, but kind of a cool sort of developing story. It's this German artist. He's a photographer by the name of Andy Scholz and currently lives in Essen, Germany. He's taught in several universities, including the University of Regensburg, where actually a friend of mine he was an exchange student at the University of Regensburg. So, yeah, it's a small world.
Mm-hmm.
He is visiting the United States. He's here by way of the office of the German consulate in Chicago. And he's working with the Rourke Art Museum to do a documentary project of the Balkan oil fields out in the western
really?
Half of the
That's
state.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and he's primarily like a built environment documentarian. So he takes a lot of photos of buildings and architecture and constructed things. So like a lot of his past work, I was on his website today. He's got photos of, you know, down in subway systems, and he's got, you know, photos of these different buildings and things that humans have created and how they've affected the landscape. So this so the oil boom has got to be pretty interesting for him. The name of the exhibition that he's working on, he'll be here for 5 weeks. I think he's sort of at the beginning of it right now. He's got some stuff, but I think he's heading back out west here. But it's called The Luckiest Place on Earth is the project he's working on. So he's going to give a presentation. He's going to show some of the images that he's worked on already. That's on Wednesday at the Rourke at 6 p.m. And then from what I gather, then he'll head out west, take some more photos, and then he's going to have an exhibition at the Rourke beginning in October. So we'll keep an eye out for that, too. But, yeah.
Very good. Hey, by the way, I if you haven't had a chance yet, folks, go to theartspartnership.net and check out the Arts Pulse blog, because you were talking before we went on the air, about this artist, it's an art project, Meredith Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at a picture of it right now, and I don't even know how to explain this.
Is that the, it's called Song of Valley? Yeah. Okay. So, so if you go to the Arts Pulse blog, it's actually the topmost post right now. She's a bookbinder and a book artist by the name of Meredith Lynn. She lives about 3 blocks away from me in Moorhead, which is pretty cool. So for the interview, I biked over to her house, which is great. Her studio is down in the basement there. She runs a bindery called Rust Belt Bindery, but then she also does do some work on her own. And she works with poets, fiction writers, In this case, she worked with a playwright. She also works with photographers, screen printers, all sorts of people who work together to create a book. Now, in this case, what we're looking at is Song of Valadin was written by a Fargo playwright by the name of Erica Lorenzen. And it was actually read. It was given a table read at Theater B about 3-4 weeks ago. And then she worked with Meredith to create this art book. And it has this sort of, these are all paintings. I'm sort of explaining to Bob here. But there are paintings by an artist named Suzanne Valadin, who was active in France in the late 1800s.
It almost looks like cells from like an old time cell from a cartoon. From like Disney cartoons.
Yeah, something like that. They're almost cut like a diorama, maybe, right? Like, so there's the figures are there, but then there's space, and then they're stacked on top of each other and sort of cut in a way that they're in an accordion. Now, Meredith was telling me she did all of those by hand. She did 100 of those, and she did them all by hand, did all the cutting and binding and stuff by hand. And she's got some extraordinary work. I got to sit and talk with her, you know, normally when I sit and talk with an artist, I have to, we have to talk about their work. But when I was talking with Meredith, I got to physically hold it. And so I got to turn pages and I got to open things up and I got to take things out of things. And it's really super interesting. And she does a really good business with the books that she creates. So she'll work with, a poet. They'll come together with a plan to create a book. And then they do small runs, maybe like 100 at the most. And then they sell them for around $30. And she sells them primarily out of the Fargo-Moorhead area. She sells them online. Apparently, there's a lot of people out there who collect these as art objects. And she's sort of plugged into that online scene. But yeah, really, really fantastic. She's awesome. She has a gigantic Newfoundland dog, which so I went over there and knocked on her door, and all of a sudden this big black dog with the head bigger than mine comes to the door, and she's, oh no, he's just a puppy. I'm like, he's huge.
I saw him at the street fair. You say that sounds familiar.
It's just a big, huge, beautiful dog. Yeah. And
thick hair.
They're very thick. They're bred to be water rescue dogs. So they take them on fishing boats. And if someone falls over, then the Newfoundland jumps in and they carry him to safety. Anyway, big tangent. But yeah, Meredith Lynn is her name. It's called Rust Belt Bindery. You can go to rustbeltbindery.com and check out more of her work. And then, of course, we've got this profile and some photos up of her over at Arts Pulse.
Well, I tell you what, this is a great show. A lot of really interesting stuff, and we're running out of time here. But if you go to artspartnership.net, that's where your blog is located at. You just go to the right hand side of that page, and right there you click on, and you'll see all the stuff we were just talking about.
Yep. It's theartspartnership.net/artspulse, and then we've got a weekly email that we send out every Thursday. We've got Facebook and Twitter and the Tumblrs and all sorts of other social media goodies. And or you can just head right to the website and check us out there.
If you don't want to say, but are you growing huge? I mean, I would think that you'd be growing in huge numbers with this website.
We're doing good. I'm always kind of comparing to what when Arts Pulse was primarily, well, was only a print publication. Mm-hmm. Obviously we're doing fantastic, I think, in the work that we're, you know, telling and talking and telling the stories of our arts community. And people are responding. We're growing every day, and it's not by leaps and bounds, but by, you know, hops, skips, and jumps. It's good.
Make sure you check it out, theartspartnership.net. Chris Kurzman, thanks for joining us here on KFGO. I appreciate it, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Hey.